think of? So the pasuk starts out.
Parsha Shiur, Parsha Yika.
והיה עקב תשמי אונס המשפט ומהאלה ושמע את המעסיס המויסם it will be the reward when you listen to these laws ושמע את you will observe them and you will perform them ושמע רשם הלקח הלכו הסבריס וסחזר השניש בלביסחו and Hashem will observe for you the covenant and the kindness that he swore to your forefathers. So the Mefarshim ask, why did the Pasuk choose the word Ekev? Right? Ekev means, basically the word means if. Ekev Tishmin will be if you will listen.
Only if I can hear.
What?
Only if I can hear.
That's right. If you will listen.
That's
fine. Yeah. Okay. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you hear me?
I'll sit over here. Okay, you sit here.
So, why doesn't...
Guys, do you mind? Just tone it down a little bit.
Why doesn't the pasuk use the word im as it uses in the rest of the Torah? It should be if you will im. It means if. Ekev is a very unique word that is not found elsewhere. I mean, very few times. Second question is asked: if you look in this parsha over here, as the pasuk tells us. You know, it will be if you listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem, you'll observe them. Hashem will give you a tremendous reward. Hashem will bless you, and He will multiply you, and He will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain, your wine, your oil. Tremendous things. And we know, Chazal tell us, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malakeh. That the reward for mitzvahs is not paid for in this world. The reward is in the world to come. So here it seems that the reward for the mitzvahs is indeed in this world. Later on, in Pasuk, Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk says, "Vayancha, vayarivecha." He afflicted you, and he let you hunger. Vayachilcha saman, and then he fed you the man. Asher lo yadata v'lo yadun avisecha, that you didn't know, nor did your forefathers know. What's the pasuk saying? What is that? Why does that make a difference? That we didn't know of the man, or our forefathers didn't know of the man. Why does that make any difference? The pasuk continues, Leman hodiacha, and the reason why he gave us the man is in order to make us know, ki lo yal alechem levado yichya ha'adam, because not on bread itself does man live, ki al kol moitze pi Hashem yichya ha'adam, rather, by everything that emanates from the mouth of Hashem, does man live. Now, the man taught us that we don't live on bread altogether. That we only live by the word of Hashem. We didn't have any bread in the Midbar. Bread came down from heaven. So why does the pasuk say, "Ki lo yal alechem levado yichyadam"? You should know that it's not only on bread does man live. Meaning that is part of it, but also by the word of Hashem. It seems that the right wording would have been the objective of the man was to teach us that man does not live on bread. We live by the word of Hashem. And Hashem wants us to live off of heaven, we'll live off of heaven. So, this is something you heard from me, this concept you've heard from me many, many times, and you will definitely hear it from me many times in the future. Our purpose of coming down to this world was not that we should conduct ourselves as angels, and totally separate ourselves from matters of this world. There were tzaddikim that did so. Totally separated themselves from any gashmias, barely partaking in the minimum. But there, if Hashem sent us down into this physical world, the Rebbeinu Shlomo obviously wanted us to partake in the human exercises, eating and drinking and sleeping and doing business and making money and so on and so forth. But we also were not sent down to this world to be like animals, which is to partake of this world for the sake of this world. The Gemara says, "Hani Babloi Tipshori." The Babylonians are fools. The Achli Nahama Ben Nahama. They eat bread with bread. So the Gemara says. So there's a lot of different mafarshim of what that means. One of the mafarshim says that right. So you would ask a Babylonian guy, what do you why do you eat? So he said, I mean, why do I eat? I eat so I can live. Okay, now why do you live? I live. I gotta work. I gotta make money. That's, what do you do with the money? To buy food. So they eat bread for bread. Right? They basically it's a circle. It's a cycle. They eat bread. They live to eat. They eat to live. That's not what we were created for. The Rebbeinu Shlalom created us as human beings, placed us in a physical world to take the physical and elevate it and make it spiritual. And that is done by partaking of this world for the sake of serving Hashem. Shulchan Aruch, Sim Reish Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the pasuk b'chol derochecha da'ehu, in all of your ways you should know him. That means in everything that we do, there has to be an avodas Hashem. There has to be something that we serve Hashem through it, whether we're eating, whether we're drinking, whether we're working, whether we're schmoozing, we're socializing. Everything has to have there has to be an avod in everything that we do. Whenever we're Isaac and Gashmi, whenever we're involved in Gashmi, it's never for the sake of the thing that we're doing at that point. It's not a end unto itself. So basically, we are the bridge. We are created as the bridge that bridges Gashmias and Ruchnias together. That bridges this world and the Gashmias together world and the Ruchnias world together. The word in Hebrew for a bridge is Gesher. Gesher is made up of two words, Gashmias and Ruchnias. Right? Gemel Shin is Gashmias and Reish is Ruchnias. That is what the bridge does. The bridge connects Gashmias and Ruchnias. And that is what we are. We are the bridge of between Gashmias and Ruchnias. I remember that we're back to 2 years ago when that bridge in Minneapolis collapsed. So I think I brought out this idea then. And they had said then that since the rush hour traffic was very heavy, and apparently the bridge had not been constructed well. That's why the bridge caved in. And the message is very clear. If, when traffic is heavy, if our bridge caves in, and we all of a sudden forget what we're here for, and when things get hectic at work, and we're biting into a good sandwich, and we forget what is the tachlis, what is the purpose of all this, then the bridge is not constructed well. And there's something wrong. We have to realize at all times what are we doing here? We can't allow the bridge to collapse. Now the word das, we've spoken about this numerous times. The word das, which means knowledge, also means connection. The word the pasuk uses when Adam and Chava connect is Adam yada es Chava, Adam knew Chava. Adam and Chava connect. Das is a connection. Das is also the connector between the person's mind and the person's heart. So the Tanya explains, Das is the conduit that takes that the mind understands and relates it to the person's emotions. Das is connection. As long as we were in the Midbar, we really had no interaction with Gashmias. Even the food that we ate was totally spiritual. But the man served as a lesson for us. Before we go into Eretz Yisrael, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to have a Gashmiistic life, learn from the man that even your food can be spiritual. Don't get so involved in Gashmias and forget and actually assume that Gashmias is Gashmias. No. Food can be Ruchnias. Food means everything. When we work for food, we've been talking about anything Gashmias has to be made into Ruchnias by us. That is our purpose in this world. That was the lesson of the month. Food can be ruchni. Food can be spiritual. And this is what the pasuk tells us here. Vayachilcha es haman, he fed you the man asher lo yodata. Now, our scroll says that you, the man that you didn't know. What's the difference? No. The man that didn't require das. This is man that required no connection. You didn't. There was no connection of gashmias or ruchnias that took place through the man. The man was totally ruchnias. It's something that no das was involved in the man. Not when you ate the man, not when your forefathers ate the man. But the purpose of the man was leman hoidiyacha, in order that you should know, in order that you should be able to connect in the future. And the pasuk explains, ki lo yala lechem levado yechei adam. You were not brought down to this world only for bread. You were brought down to this world for bread. Yes, you were. If Hashem wanted angels, He could have kept you up there. But you weren't created for bread itself. Don't be a Babylonian fool. Right? You were also created to connect the bread to the word of Hashem, to spirituality. The word Ekev means an end. Ekev, the heel, is the end of the person's body. Ekev means the end. And the Pasuk is talking, when it says, V'haya Ekev Tishmianu, will be at the end, you will listen. It's not talking about necessarily observing the mitzvahs. It's talking about if you will involve yourselves in all matters of this world for the end result should be that you should be able to observe the mitzvahs of Hashem. But how that will be, your intent in all of your actions in this world will be Ekev Tishmion as mitzvahs Hashem, that the end result should be that you should be able to listen to the mitzvahs. I'm going to eat in order I should be able to have kayach to serve Hashem. I'm going to sleep to have kayach to serve Hashem. I'm going to make money in order that I should be able to give tzedakah, and I should be able to support my family. They should be able to serve Hashem. Whatever it might be. The Ekev, my outlook, my concentration is on the end result. My gashmias is not, I'm not involved in gashmias for the gashmias itself. It's for an ekev. It's for an end result of tishmon al mitzvahs Hashem lekeinu. That I should be able to listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem. True, the reward for mitzvahs is only in the world to come. But the reward for elevating gashmias is in this world. If we do it well, the Rabbi Shalom will give us more gashmias. If we eat for the sake of serving Hashem, if we work for the sake of serving Hashem, it's only right that if we do it well, that the Rabbi Shalom should want to give us more of it. So, the schar for all this is, I will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your and your grain and your wine and your oil, all the things that you're using to serve me, I'll give you more of that. But it's got to be v'haya ekev tishmon al mitzvos Hashem alekechem. There, it has to be for the. And everything we do has to be for the end result of that. This should enable us to observe the mitzvahs properly. Pasuk says later on, by Shani. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Shama Lecha. Be very careful. Lest you might forget Hashem your God. Levilti Shmoy Mitzvoysav. By not observing His mitzvahs and mishpatim and His laws and chukayim and His decrees, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that I command you this day, and toichal v'savata, you might eat and become satiated, v'anim toivim tivnim v'yashavta, and you'll build good houses, and you will settle, v'kocha v'tzimcha yirbiyon, and your cattle and your sheep will multiply, and your silver and gold will multiply, and everything that you have will multiply, and your heart will become haughty. And you'll forget Hashem your God, that took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, the house of slavery. Pasuk goes on. And you will say in your heart, you will say, my strength and the might of my hand made me all of this wealth. You should remember Hashem your God, He is the one who gives you strength to make wealth. In order to establish his covenant that he swore to your forefathers on this day. Anyway, basically the pasuk is telling us, when everything is going well, don't forget that Hashem is the one who is giving you everything that you have. Don't assume for a moment that it's your strength or your might that has brought you all this wealth. It's all Hashem. So the Adi the Kaila asks on this double lashon, koichi v'oitzim yadi. The pasuk says, "V'omarta b'vecha," you'll say in your heart, "Koichi, my strength, v'oitzim yadi," and my strength and the might of my hand. What's the difference between my strength and the might of my hand? Why does the pasuk use both of those lashonos? So the Agra the Kala says that in Koheles, Shlomo Melech says that there is a L'chol eis uzman, what's the lashon? L'chol zman, eis l'chol chevitz, right? And people give on. Koil zman ve'esta chol chevitz tachas hashemayim. Everything has its season, and there is a time for everything under the heavens. And Shlomo HaMelech goes on to list 28 different periods, different times, different seasons. Eistel ledes, eistel lamos, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to wreck, a time to build, a time to weep, a time to laugh. 28 such times. Now, 14 of these 28 are good times. Right? The time to laugh, and the time to be born, time to plant, those are the good times. And then 14 of these times seem to be bad times. Time to die, time to cry. There's 14 good times, 14 bad times. When things are good, it's pretty easy to serve Hashem then. pretty easy to have emuna and betochan. But when things are bad, when a person is going through the 14 difficult times in one's life, that is when avodas Hashem gets difficult. That is when emuna becomes an assign, emuna becomes a test, betochan becomes a test. But obviously, it is a test. And we are obligated to withstand the test, and that our emuna in the bad times should be equal to our emuna to our avodas Hashem. Our avodas Hashem in the bad times should be equal to our avodas Hashem in the 14 good times. Says that really Kala. So let's say a person will be successful. And during those 14 miserable times that a person goes through in their life, the person will withstand the test and have emunah, betochan, and Hashem. Everything Hashem does is for the good. And his avodas Hashem, he won't minimize his avodas Hashem due to the hardships that he has. There's one more Yetzirah after all that. And that is the Yetzirah that's going to make him feel good about it. And the Yetzirah is going to want him to think that, great job. Chazal tell us that in order to overcome the Yetzirah, we need Hashem's help. And even for overcoming our tests and overcoming our hardships, we have to thank Hashem for that too. A person might think that koichi, koyach, is 28. Right? Kavches is 28. Yad, yudalad, is 14. Koichi, the reason why I was able to conquer the 28 times. Koichi, it's my koyach. They're my 28 times. Why? Va'oitzem yadi. It was the might of my yudalid. I overcame the 14 difficult periods. It was all my doing, says the Pasuk. No, v'zacharta Hashem alekecha. Remember Hashem, your God. Ki hu anoisan lecha koyach. He was the one that gave you the koyach, the 28 periods. He was the one that allowed you, that gave you the ability to overcome. And to persevere during all these 28 periods, both the good times and the not so good times. Now, according to the Zayin of the Kala, so that's what the Zayin of the Kala says on the pasuk in this week's parasha. According to this, I think we can understand very well why we place our tefillin on our weak hand. Right, the pasuk says, the way it's written out is Yudal Chav Hey. What? Right. So the pasuk, we learn Yad Keah, it should be placed on the weak hand. Yad Keah on the weak hand. Ordinarily, we understand that it's supposed to be opposite the heart. The heart is on the left side. But that doesn't work because a lefty has the heart on the left side too. And they put their tefillin on the right hand because it's the weaker hand. according to what the Agra Dikala is saying, is maybe what the reason why we have two hands, two yad, because yad is 14. There are 14 strong times in a person's life, and there are 14 weak times in a person's life. That's what our two hands represent. We have to tie the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to that weak yad. To that, those 14 weak times. As Shlomo HaMelech lists, 14 weak times in a person's life. And we have to, every day, we tie those tefillin to our hands, we're declaring that even in those weak times, even during those hardships, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. According to this, we can understand in the parasha of Amalek, the pasuk says, the parasha is Bishalach, Vayavai Amalek, Amalek came, Vayilachem in Yisrael v'Refidim, and he fought with Yisrael in Refidim. Chazal tell us that the word Refidim is made up of two words, Rifyon Yadayim, a loosening of the hands. Kiven, and Chazal tell us, Kiven Sherafu Yudayim, and Atari, as soon as they loosen their hands from the Torah, Amalek came. Why they loosen their hands? They loosen themselves from the Torah of anything. Why loosen their hands? But according to what we're saying here, there is a person always has to have their yodayim, their strong 14 periods, 14 different times of their life, and there are 14 weaker times of their life. And we can't allow ourselves to loosen the yodayim from the Torah any of these times. The yodalad strong times or the yodalad weak times can never be loosened from the Torah. And Amalek is there to really kick us when we're down. And especially those yodalad weak times. When things are difficult, when we're going through hardships, that's when we have the worst nesiyonos. Those are the worst tests. And as soon as Bnei Yisrael weaken their yadayim, their hands, their 14 difficult times from the Torah, that's when Amalek came. And the way they overcame Amalek was by Moshe Rabbeinu lifting his hands. Moshe Rabbeinu is showing them, you have to have both of your yodayim, you have to have all of your 28 times have to be lifted to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to be strong through all 28 periods of our life, the 14 good times and the 14 weak times. The pasuk in Parshas Kisete, when it talks about erasing the name of Amalek, pasuk says, "Loi tishkach." I do not forget. The word tishkach possibly is made up of two words, tosh koyach. Tosh koyach means weakening of the koyach. Koyach is the 28. Loy tishkach. Do not let Amalek weaken your 28 periods of your life. Be strong through all 28 periods, the good periods and the weaker periods. And the pasuk here in Parshas Ekev also. Hishomer lecha, pasuk says, pen. When it, right before it goes into all of this, Hishama lecha, be careful, pen tishkach, pen tosh koyach, do not allow your koyach to be weakened. Do not allow your 28 periods to be weakened. And the pasuk tells us in Parshas Yitzchak, Timcha Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim. Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Well, obviously, from underneath the heavens. The pasuk is referring to the pasuk in Koheles. L'chol Eis Uzman L'chol Chefetz Tachas Hashemayim. The pasuk says in Koheles there is a time, there, all these times are underneath the heavens. We have to erase Amalek. Do not allow Amalek into all of these 28 periods that Shlomo HaMelech says are Tachas Hashemayim. Timcha Zecher Amalek. Erase the memory of Amalek mitachas Hashemayim from underneath, from all of these 28 periods that are underneath the heavens. Tomorrow night, I believe, is Tu B'Av, 15th day of Av. Chazal tell us that there weren't any holidays as joyous as Tu B'Av. Why? What's so joyous about Tu B'Av? What?
No tachlus. Why?
Yeah. Well, any other business than no tachlus. It's possible. It just dawned on me right now. So I'm not even sure this works, but I think it works. That the most 14 difficult days in the Jewish calendar are from Rosh Chodesh Av until Yud Daled Av. Tezvav B'Av is the first joyous day, the first day in Av that we transfer over from our mourning period, that we come out of our mourning period. And it could be that these 14 days represent those 14 most difficult periods of a person's life. It is on this day, on Tezva B'Av, that we enter the good times. We leave the 14 difficult times and we go into the good times, and it's a day for celebration of getting through those 14 days and being triumphant and not allowing Amalek to enter the Tachas HaShemayim, not allowing Amalek to weaken, to kick us while we were down. That we maintained our amuna, we maintained our bitachon throughout these 14 difficult days, which represent the 14 difficult times. That itself calls for a tremendous yantif. Leaving those days of mourning in one piece. May we be zaycha on the Tezva B'Av. Reb Tzaddik says that Tezva B'Av is the day that the Beis HaMikdash will be inaugurated. May we be zaycha that it will be this Tezva B'Av that we will enjoy the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Bayis Shel Eish. May we be zaycha to that. Bekorev, V'yos Mashiach, Tudkenu, V'meirav Yameinu, Amen.
Amen.
I understand the warning for the 10th of
October. Yeah, why do you forget?